I don't think there's much of a talent gap at all. I'll be honest with you. I think the league is set up to be an 8-8 league with the draft rules, the free agency rules. You know, the best team in the league every year drafts last. You know, that's the prime example. Things like that. I think that, you know, look, at the end of the day, it comes down to smart football, tough football, critical situations, your best players playing their best in those situations. Every game's tight. There's rarely a game like we had against Tennessee a couple weeks ago. That was, you know, really way out of the ordinary. I think this is going to be a very tough game, and I'm not just saying it. I've been around. I'm just telling you, like, these games, to win a game in the NFL is very, very difficult. The Browns have been close. They lost by a field goal last week, played the Jets very tough. The Jets are in first place with the Patriots in AFC East. I mean, Browns have been close in a lot of games, and we need to play a really, really top-notch, great football game to win the game on Sunday.
Is there anything particularly dangerous about a team that's 0-5? I mean, everybody comes to play every week, but when it feels like maybe the season's starting to get away from you, does it feel especially risky playing a team like that?
I mean, look, I think those teams that haven't won, they're hungry for a win. Maybe they're more apt to take risks, take chances. I think we better be on high alert. Hugh does a great job with creativity and on offense and on special teams. That's been something that he does a great job with over his career, whether it was in Oakland or in Cincinnati as an offensive coordinator or in Cleveland now. So we better be ready to go. And, because they're going to bring a very, very big challenge to us on Sunday in all three phases. Yeah. No. I think you have to change things up. You're talking about two great players. We have full confidence in the guys that are playing, but they do different things. They do different things well. They have different, they're different sizes. They have different skill sets. So, in a lot of ways, you know, that can be exciting. You know, you come out with something new and you execute it at a high level. It can be good. It can be great for your team. So, it's definitely partly scheme and it's partly, multiple guys contributing to those spots, Whitney's and JJ's spots.
The Browns haven't seen on tape because you guys haven't done
it. My philosophy is, really in all three phases is to make sure that, every week that you're doing something that you have not shown. I think if you're doing the same thing every week, you're probably going to have a bit of a problem.
Bill, Whitney said it'll bring him great joy to see players who are replacing him making plays. What does that mean to you when you're coming from a guy that's injured and coming to grips with it?
Yeah, no, he's a great guy, Mark. I mean, you guys have been around him a while now. I mean, he's a very, very good, high-character guy. Really cares about the team, cares about the Texans. He has no ego. I mean, the guy has done everything we've asked him to do. He's been coached very hard here. And he's developed into a really, really top player. He'll be back next year, and I'm sure he's looking forward to watching, the Brennan Scarlets and the Ufambas of the world go out there and play real well.
We didn't talk much about him from, I think, a little bit last year when he started playing for you. What have you seen from him? He's an unusually big outside linebacker.
Yeah, he was in between. He was a defensive end, and then we asked him to lose some weight and play some outside linebacker in the base scheme, and then also be a DPR on third down, So we felt like if he could maybe trim down a little bit that, maybe he wouldn't be so in between, if that makes sense. And I think he's a tough guy. I think he's a guy that can help us on special teams. And now his role on defense, he's going to be out there a little bit more on defense. He played well in the Tennessee game last year. I think he had a sack, deflected a ball. I mean, I think the guy's played well when we've asked him to play. He's a very, very tough guy. Comes to play every day, and we're all looking forward to seeing what he can do to help us.
Where has Deshaun improved the most, in your opinion?
I think probably knowledge of the offense, just knowledge of the playbook and how it applies in certain situations. I think with any rookie, it's a learning experience. Every system is different, and I think it's really just every week, having a better knowledge of what we're trying to do with a protection or with a run or in certain situations. I think it's just overall experience and knowledge with our offense.
Bill, I know you touched on it, and all your focus on football. The Astros are a series away from getting to the World Series for just the second time in franchise history. What do you think about what they're doing?
I mean, I can't tell you how much it would make me happy to see them beat the Yankees. That would be number one. I mean, it would just make my day or make my month or whatever. No question. AJ, he's done a great job. They have a great baseball team. They're fun to watch. They I know they're having fun. I mean, Altuve, Correa, you know, all of those guys. Gattis. I mean, you watch Gattis get up to bat. I mean, isn't it unbelievable the way he grips the bat? And he looks like a linebacker in a batter's box. So I just think it's great for the city. And I think AJ's a great guy. I text back and forth with him a little bit earlier in the week. Wished him luck. And he's following us. He wished us luck against Cleveland, and I wish him the best. I wish the Astros the best.
The way that Deshaun's been playing the last couple of weeks, do you find that that allows you to be more aggressive philosophically on offense? And would you say is that more your nature, aggressive versus conservative, or is it really about the personality you have out there?
I think you have to be aggressive. I think that, you know, it's the old saying that if you dip your toe in the water too many times, eventually it's going to get caught up to you. You got to get going. You know, so I think. You have to have good timing on when to be aggressive. Like, you can't be aggressive, you know, right off the bat sometimes. Or maybe you can, you know, and maybe you're aggressive in the second half and not as much in the first half. It depends on how you think the game's unfolding. But I think it's very important to have an aggressive attitude with your players. It's an aggressive game. It's a game of aggression. So I think it's really important that your players understand, look, we're going to play the game in a very aggressive, confident manner.
I know you preach complimentary football, and what's the importance of the offense during this time with all the injuries on the defense?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think, you know, we preach all three phases playing off of each other. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we expect our defense to go out and play well. We really do. Look, I know we have some injuries we're dealing with. So does every other team. But our defense will go out there, and they'll show up, and they'll play well. And our offense needs to continue to get better. So I think – you know, with everybody on the same page as far as what the game plan is and how we're going to play the game, I think if we can do that and start off well, we will play complimentary football.
What are the challenges of going up against a quarterback? You have limited film on him.
That's always challenging. I mean, we studied him a lot coming out of college. You know, obviously that's college, but we studied him a lot in the preseason. We study all these quarterbacks in the preseason. You know, our scouting staff does, and you know, so we know a little bit about him. But, you know, look, he hasn't played a whole lot. And so, you know, we're going to have to make sure we understand how the game's being played right away and be able to adjust on the fly. I mean, they're going to come in here probably doing some things that maybe we haven't seen on film. And that goes for all three phases. So, you know, we just need to do a great job of starting off fast.